Blog Talk Radio. Hey, guys and gals, how you doing? This is the Big Dog, Benny Henderson Jr., coming at you live from Big Dog Radio, brought to you by the one and only Fighting Words Radio Network, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, we opened up with about 11 minutes of music because I couldn't get the first guest called about 3 minutes in and had to cancel due to something. And then the second guest was apparently he had to wash his balls or something. So, but, hey, we opened up a little bit of Artifice. Of course, we had the guys on last week on the show. You can check them out at artifice.com. They're touring with Serenity of the Fall right now, the Hell or High Water Tour, kick-ass band. Then we play a little bit of Antidote, a little bit of Anti-Heroes, and then we just close it up a little bit of Ashland Bell, bringing country back. I want to thank each and everyone for tuning in tonight's program. It's always a blessing and an honor. Unfortunately, Cole Childers, singer-songwriter, was supposed to be on the show first, and then was going to come back with David Rodriguez, heavyweight fighter. Unfortunately, Cole Childers had to cancel out like 3 minutes after the show started, which it happens. We're going to hold it against him. So maybe we'll get him on in next week or something. So, but so right now, let's just go into the second guest, the one and only somebody I've known for a long time. And I'm glad he's finally coming out of the clock. No, I'm just kidding. I always got to mess with the guy. He's a heavyweight contender, a great guy, a funny dude. He's the one and only David Rodriguez, man. What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's up, Benny?
I do apologize. I do. I'm glad that you took the phone call after washing your. I hope you watched. Did you wash in the proper places you're supposed to be cleaning? I just want to make sure.
All the time, dude. It's just like.
What is it?
I had to take a shower, bro. I'm sorry, man. I just got out of the gym. It's been grueling, man. Every day has been grueling.
No, it's not a problem. I know that one of the cleanest fighters. I guess one of the cleanest fighters. Hey, David. I gotta ask this, man. You know, we've been friends a long time, so I can pretty much ask you anything. All you do is punch me in the face. You know, since you made your debut, you know, back in I believe it was like 1998. After your first fight, you were 1-0, and then 2-0, 3-0, 4-0, 5-0. So for many, many years, it was always, hey, the undefeated David Rodriguez. And I got to ask, unfortunately, you got the fight coming up the 18th. That will no longer be reigned, you know, no longer be said anymore. And I just got to ask, how, you know, I remember when I told you, and I told several fighters before, I said, it's not the loss that defines a man, it's how he reacts to it, you know. And I just got to ask, you know, unfortunately, you know, this past December, you know, you had a sixth-round loss to Darnell Wilson. How did that fight affect you, man? And coming into this fight, being, I guess, having that blemish on your record, man, how has that affected you, brother?
Like I told everybody, you know, it's like, in the most part for me, it was liberating because what I feared the most happened and it wasn't so bad after all. It's not like, you know, I'm walking around with a Mayweather syndrome, man. Like, that's a lot of pressure, you know, walk around undefeated, have all the critics calling up your ass and naysayers and haters and this and that. And kind of like, when it happened, it was devastating to me. But after a while, I was like, wait, I'm still breathing. I'm still, this isn't that bad. And especially the way I lost the fight and the circumstances going into the fight, I don't feel like it was, I forgive myself. It's like, it wasn't like a, to me, I knew what went wrong. You know, I fought him completely wrong. I didn't, you know, I was 270 before I went into the fight. I mean, I 2 years off doing nothing but weightlifting and just had knee surgery and all the crap that happened. The fight was just like the biggest exclamation point. You know what I mean? Like, bam, it was over. It was done. And, yeah, a lot of guys would have pulled it up and packed it and went away, but I didn't. You know, I was like, I know there's more in me. I know this is not the way I'm going to go out. I'm going to go out the way I'm going to go out on my terms. And that's how I truly feel about it.
Well, you know, I got to ask this. We know there's haters out there. There's always been, like I said, you know, I've talked to you for 10 years now, and you've had your supporters, and you've had guys who just, they've bashed you on every corner, you know? And, but I got to ask this. I know the haters.
Man, You got to take them both.
I got to ask this, though. I know the haters, when this happened, I know there were people salivating in their mouth, man, just wanting this to happen, and when it did. But what I'm asking is, what about the supporters? I mean, did you have a – was there – I mean, you know, the guys that's been with you thick and thin, because I know – I'm pretty sure you lost some fans, and I'm not – not because there are people who – they're like Fairweather Johnson's, like, oh, that's my team or that's my fighter. And then when they go, something happens, they lose. But what about the supporters, man? How does it feel? Because I know there's people still support – as myself, but, you know, I don't really matter, but I'm saying there's – how does it feel? How, what about the outpouring of support? Was there a lot of that, or, you know, how did that work out?
You know, it was very strange. I've actually gained more support because people – I did exactly the opposite of what people probably would have thought I would have done, which was, you know, fold up and go home. You know, I'm coming back. And I think that demands respect. I mean, people look at that and they go, wow, like, this guy is a true fighter. Especially the way I fought Darnell. You know, I fought him the wrong way, but I still fought him hard. And, you know, I'm coming back, and this is in my blood. So I think people love to look at this and just be like, well, you know, there's no stopping this guy. He's on a mission to do what he's going to do, and that's it. And I think, if anything, I've gained more supporters or a different kind of supporters, and that's fine with me. You know, I don't care about, you know, at this point, having that loss doesn't bother me anymore. All great fighters lose. Things happen in the heavyweight division. When you're in there with a guy my size that punch like, you know, thoroughbred horses, man, you just don't, you know, it's almost unrealistic to think you could just keep going and going and not get a loss. I mean, Lennox Lewis got knocked out. Tyson got knocked out. Holyfield's been knocked out. I mean, you get hit by big punches, things happen, you know. So, I just have to move on. You know, that's in the past now. I recovered, I feel okay, and now it's time to focus on Joe Ching and get this fight out of the way.
Well, one more question about the past, and we'll go to the future. Now, even in defeat, people learn things. And I got to ask this: although this was, you know, your first blemish on your record, and, you know, heartbreaking, whatever, but did you take anything positive out of this that maybe could help you in the future?
Oh, tons of things. I learned that, well, first of all, I learned who my true friends were. That was a big plus because I had a lot of hanger-ons and people that just turned out to be pieces of shit. You know what I mean? And the whole way through, I kind of knew what they were, but then you really see people's true colors. And, like, for me, I don't even have them around anymore. So, you know, that was one thing, but learning from my fight, I learned certain things not to do in a fight, you know, rush certain things, or, I mean, you know, Friday, next Friday, you know, it'll all be put to the test again to see if I really did learn, you know. So, to me, this is everything, this next coming fight. This is going to resurrect me, you know. So, I have to focus on this fight and show people, yeah, I did learn from a loss, and I can come back. And I do feel good about it. I'm okay with it. It's not bothering me because I know I bounce back. You know what I mean? I know I can bounce back.
You know, now you will be fighting coming up in your hometown of El Paso at the Southwest University Event Center, coming up the 18th. You're fighting a guy named Raymond Ochi. Oh, hell. How do you pronounce it? Ochiing, whatever. They call him King Kong. Fighter from Kenya.
Yeah.
Now, 24 wins. 17 losses, 3 draw, 19 KOs. This is the deal, though. The deal is with this guy, he has nothing to lose. He has nothing to lose and everything to gain. And yourself, you have everything to lose, and you do have a lot to gain. So it feels like, I'm trying to ask, you're fighting this guy, and even though he has 17 losses out of his 24 wins, he's knocked 19 people out. That's not a bad little, you know, a little bad KO ratio.
Yeah, I know.
But the guy has nothing to lose. You're fighting in your hometown. You're coming off the first blemish of your record. This is for the interim WBC Latino Heavyweight title. How much pressure is on you, man, and how are you dealing with this, brother? How do you deal with it?
There's a lot of pressure, man. It's a lot of pressure, you know. That's why, you know, I just can't wait to get this fight out of there. You know, it's a lot of pressure, man. I'm not going to lie to you. It's just, you know, all day long, it weighs on your conscience. And then training through it, and then, you know, the newspapers and media, they want to ask all those questions. how, why did I lose? How do I feel about losing? How do I feel about this fight? And, you know, I'm doing what a fighter does, and that's fight. You know, I'm getting back in there to fight and redeem myself to an extent. You know, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say that. I'm doing it on my terms right now, you know. I'm back in El Paso. I'm around people that I love, around supporters, and this is how I want it to be, you know, at least for the next two or three fights. So, you know, it's almost like a rehab for me being back here, being around loved ones, family, my hometown supporters, to actually come back and do this where I feel like I'm loved and accepted, you know. Vegas, I didn't really feel that too much. It was all business.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, I've always supported you, man. I don't give a damn what people say. I've always supported you, even though you haven't came out of the closet yet. I support you when you finally do that. I mean, I've always been supportive of you, and just kidding. I don't punch me in the face, but I had to print. You're going to jail. I don't want to do that. You know, David, just a few more questions. I know you're busy. Thank you for your time. Now, I guess I'll just say two more questions. What can the fight fans expect from David Rodriguez come fight night?
Yeah, I've been sparring a lot, you know, and I've developed patience. I'm working my jab a hell of a lot more. I'm not as much in a hurry as I was the last fight. I had no game plan. It was just like I was thrown in there. I did what I had to do, and I lost, you know. But now, we've methodically thought everything out. We got my punches quick and snappy and sharp, and ready to capitalize on his mistakes. But still, it's a dangerous fight. Every fight is dangerous. So I have to approach this fight like I'm fighting everybody else. You know, I go in there and I just got to get the job done, man. And that's all I want to do. You know, when I see the opening, I want to crack. You know, and my shots are way more precise and solid than they were when I fought Darnell. When I fought Darnell, I was sloppy.
We got the fight. Well, I'm going to throw this question here. We got the fight coming up this weekend. You know, we got Arislandi Laura as well as Canelo Alvarez. Just real quick, who do you think has that fight?
You know, any boxing expert would probably tell you Laura, you know, because he's so slick and smooth and he's going to be focused. Canelo's going to be, look, it's a fight that I'm definitely going to watch it. And I think both of them are excellent fighters. I just think, in my opinion, you know, as much respect as I give to Canelo, I give him a lot of respect. Canelo really has to put, he really needs to be aggressive because I feel if he's not, if he does the same bullshit he did with Mayweather, he's going to get outboxed and look really bad, and this guy can knock him out. And Lara also has a punch. Everyone knows it. So I think, from what I understand, talking to Louis the Cubist and my advisor, seems like he's 100% focused, ready, and he has no doubt in his mind of what he's going to do to Canelo. But then knowing Canelo, you know, I've been to his camp once, I see his mindset. These are two extremely focused athletes. Getting in, having no doubt in either their mind to fight each other, and they're both going to win, you know what I'm saying? But it's whoever sticks to their game plan the best. And in my opinion, Canelo's going to have to get in there. And he's going to have to presence known, because if he sits around and with Lara outbox him, it's game over, dude. So I give the edge to Lara, if you're asking me. I think Lara should win this, but Canelo's going to have to do more than he ever has in any other fight in order to win this fight.
I think it's a great matchup myself. I think it's a toss up in my opinion, but I think it's going to be I'm leaning towards Laura.
I think Laura should win, but I feel like Canelo's going to have to do more than what he usually does to win. Does that make sense? Like Canelo's going to have to really, really have to step on the gas, not just box. Like he has been doing his last parts. He's gonna have to step on the gas and feel that urgency. Because if he catches Lara, he can drop him. You know, we've seen Lara get dropped by Agulo or whatever it is, and Canelo has power and more. So, but if he just sits back like he did with Mayweather, this is gonna pepper him all night long and probably make it look really bad. So
yeah,
you know, that's the only way I can really put it.
Yeah, to all the listeners out there, we have David Rodriguez on the line. He will be fighting July 18th in his hometown of El Paso, Texas, the Southwest University Center in El Paso, Texas. Hey, man, if you want to buy tickets, 626-674-2905. That is 626.
Wrong number.
You couldn't tell me this shit
before
the show? Yeah, you could. You know what? Next time before you do a fucking show, tell me ahead of time. It's like a dumbass. God dang.
I don't know why you have that number.
No, it's the number on. Just forget. You know what? Just forget it, guys. Don't buy a fucking numbskin. Yeah, buy a ticket. And where can the fans? No, where can the fans? Where can the fans? I'm gonna beat somebody up. Where can the fans get information with this fight at, David?
EventBrite.com.
Okay. Just scratch out the number. Yeah, scratch out the number. Or hell, I'll just put David's number on here. Call fight numbskin. Oh, man, you'd be so pissed at me. That'd be funny shit. You couldn't do shit because you're so far and you got to fight, and by the time you get here, I'll be gone.
Yeah, I'll be in Dallas soon.
Yeah. I remember that. Remember, bitch, you're coming down. We're going to do some barbecue and drink some beer, relaxation at the Henderson compound. But in closing of this interview, man, I just got to say thanks. And is there anything in closing you want to say, whether it be to your opponent, whether it be to your lovers, your supporters, your retractors, to the heavyweight division, just whatever you want to say, you got open for.
No, there's nothing really I can say. It's just that I need to prove where I'm at right now, and that's what I plan to do. That's the first step in all this. I have no room to trash talk. I can't do any of that. I lost my last fight. Right now, it's just about getting back to where I need to be and then take it from there. So right now, I just appreciate the support from all the fans and the love, and that's all I can say, because I'll take that with me into the ring and get this guy out of there.
Okay. Well, man, David, I do appreciate you, man, for your time and your honesty, and God bless you, brother. I'll be praying for you. You know, I got your back, and you can have them front, but I do thank you for your time, man. And go put some clothes on, man. I know you're standing there butt naked, just got out of the shower. That's gross.
Thank you.
All right, man. Be good, David. I appreciate
you,
man. Later.
Thank you.
And that was David Rodriguez, man, coming on the program. Hey, I want to thank each and every one of you guys and gals for tuning in tonight's program. Sorry about Cole Childers. He had something pop up, so he was very apologetic. So we'll come back on and have it again. And be sure to check out David Rodriguez. And until then, God bless. Be safe. Be good. Big Dog Radio, we are out.